to another exciting episode of Pretentious Internet Theater, a show so elite, it's the reason why you came to the internet. I am your host, Andrew Cook. The great Benjamin Franklin once said, "If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead, either write things worth reading or do things worth writing." And tonight's author, Gopher Chan, took that to heart and decided to write a piece of internet immortality called Until the End of Time. Enjoy. Pretentious Internet Theater presents Until the End of Time, a story by Gopher Chan. Author's note.
Hi, I'm Gopher Chan, and this is my first piece of fan fiction. It was my brother's idea, an Anne Frank DBZ crossover. I am big fans of both.
Anne sighed as she sat in her room, staring at the wall. She just finished writing in her diary and had nothing to do. Life was boring in the secret annex, but it was better than the alternative. It was all right talking to Peter and Margot, but they were both such quiet people. Unlike the usually active Anne, all of a sudden a flash of light appeared in the room. Anne jumped back, stifling a scream. Before she could run out the closed door, she noted the person who appeared in the flash was not a Nazi officer, someone she had never seen before. His clothes were very strange, and his hair was in a spiky style that was totally new to her. She stood against the wall, wary of the stranger, but he walked towards her and smiled, extending a hand.
"My name is Goku," the mysterious stranger said.
Anne nervously put her hand in his. He bent down and kissed it softly, then let go. Anne blushed, feeling something she'd never felt before go off inside her.
"My name is Anne," she replied quietly. "I'm sorry for what has happened," Goku told her, "but I was caught in a time portal and deposited here. My power cells are recharged soon, but until then, I'm stuck here."
Anne had no idea what the handsome stranger was talking about, but she played along.
"Well, sir," she said, "you may stay in my room as long as you like."
Anne blushed again as she said this, and giggled slightly. Goku looked around and sat on the bed.
"Thank you for the invitation. I'll be sure to repay it for you soon."
Anne did not understand what she meant by that. However, when he spoke, she felt a warmth deep inside of her. She sat by him on the bed, staring at the man's beautiful eyes. Finally, she could stand it no longer. Anne leaned over and kissed the stranger on the cheek, and then pulled back quickly, not sure of what she had done.
"I'm sorry," she said, as she stumbled to find the right words. The stranger smirked. "No, that's quite all right,"
he replied with a smile, putting one arm around her.
"You know, you're a very beautiful girl, but I... well..."
Anne looked at him, troubled. "What's the matter?" she said with a sweet smile. Goku looked nervous.
I'm already married,"
he finally managed to choke out. Anne pulled away from him abruptly. "No!" she said loudly, almost in tears.
"I'm sorry," he replied.
Anne was furious. "Nothing ever goes right," she cries out. "I have to go now. My power cells have recharged," said Goku. Anne was in tears by now, staring at the wall so she wouldn't see Goku's face. He smiled a sad smile and disappeared in another flash, out of Anne's life forever. Anne never forgot him, though. Not until the end of time. Author's note.
How did everyone like it? Please review it. This is my first story.
Until the End of Time, Part 2. A Saiyan's Love. 1 month. Well, it didn't feel like a month. To Anne Frank, a Jew hiding from the Nazis, it seemed like a year. 1 month since the fateful encounter with a mysterious man from another world who she only knew as Goku. The handsome stranger had stepped through time and into her life and disappeared without a trace. Anne was almost sure they'd never meet again, even though not one day passed without her dreaming of him. Little did she know, however, that their lives were tied by the unbreakable red string of fate. It was another boring day in the secret annex. Anne sat on the bed of her room, writing in her diary. It never occurred to her, however, that this entry would be her last. She wrote in the quiet attic. There was a loud noise from downstairs. Her heart jumped with both fear and excitement. Was it them? The Nazis? Or could it be... him? She had no idea whether to run downstairs or hide. That decision, however, was made for her. Door flew open, and a tall soldier was visible in the hallway, glaring at her. The cries of her family members and friends were tuned out as Anne only thought of one thing. She stood up and followed the soldier out of the room, down the stairs, and into the back of a truck. "So this is it," she said quietly to herself. "I'll never see him, my one true love, ever again. And all those years of hiding, they were for naught." Then, Anne realized she left her precious diary up in her room. She broke loose from the officer and made a mad dash to the shop, where he removed a gun from his holster and fired a shot in her direction. Anne fell to the floor. and lay on the floor, feeling searing pain through her leg. The Gestapo officer menacingly moved towards her, grinning. All of a sudden, there was a blinding flash of light, causing the officer to shield his eyes. A huge cloud of smoke appeared next to Anne, blocking her from the soldier's vision. The smoke cleared. He was in for quite a surprise. There was Goku, holding Anne in his arms, standing next to a huge metal capsule.
"Goku," cried Anne, "you came back for me." Goku smiled. "Anything for you, my dear," he said. "Our love will never be lost. Not till the end of time."
The Gestapo officer turned tail and ran, but Goku was too quick for him. After laying on the concrete, he dashed towards the Nazi and knocked him to the ground, unconscious, with only one blow. "Nazi scum," muttered Goku as he spit on his enemy's limp body, and then turned to Anne.
"Here, I have something for you,"
Goku said as he removed a small bean from his pocket.
"What on earth is this?" asked Anne.
Goku smiled, remembering how ignorant she was to what was everyday life to him.
"A Senzu bean," he said. "Just eat it. It'll cure your leg."
Anne followed his instructions and popped the bean into her mouth as the wound on her calf magically healed.
"Now come on," commanded Goku. "We've got Nazi ass to kick."
Anne jumped on the mysterious Saiyan's back as he launched off into the sky. Only after a few moments, the two of them arrived in Berlin. Tanks were parading down the street as Adolf Hitler himself stood on the platform overlooking it all.
"Stay here," Goku said, dropping Anne in the shaded area under the tree.
Then he flew straight towards the parade of tanks,
fist outstretched, screaming as loud as he could.
The soldiers below scattered in terror while the tanks tried to aim their cannons at him. He was too quick and nimble for them, however, and opened a hatch of the nearby Panzer and headed inside. After dispatching of the soldiers in control of the war machine, he took the wheel. He fired round after round into the crowds of Nazi soldiers, occasionally firing at other tanks. After only minutes, there was nothing but a cloud of dust and corpses. Goku emerged from the tank's hatch, smiling now that he'd done his duty. When all the dust cleared, there were only two people remaining on the parade ground. Goku, the Saiyan hero, and Adolf Hitler, the most evil man ever to walk the earth. Anne watched from nearby fearfully as she saw the two men stare at each other for what seemed like hours, her one true love, and her ultimate oppressor. It had come down to this.
"So," said Hitler joyfully, "you took out all my men. However, you aren't going to defeat me."
Hitler then jumped down from his platform and down onto the street in front of Goku, pulling a chain gun from the ground nearby. Goku quickly jumped behind a ruined tank as Adolf opened fire. Tank made decent cover, but it wasn't long until it had been torn apart by the hail of bullets. Goku had to act. He dashed out from the side of the tank and flew as fast as he could toward Hitler, who had no time to react. He grabbed the chain gun out of his enemy's hands and snapped it over his knee with ease. Hitler stumbled backwards, shocked at this turn of events. Goku smirked, then said,
"It's come down to this. You and me, fighting like men. If you admit defeat now, I'll kill you rather painlessly."
Goku had the definite advantage, or so it seemed. Hitler burst into a laugh as Goku looked on quizzically. The mustachioed man suddenly rose into the air as his brown hair and pencil mustache turned a blonde color and his brown eyes turned blue. Goku reeled in horror. Hitler continued laughing and finally said,
"Goku, you came here expecting to find a madman, but instead...
you found a god!" Hitler had become a Super Saiyan. Anne looked on in awe, not sure what was going on. At first, it seemed like her lover would win the battle. Now she was not so sure. Goku now seemed scared of his opponent, and it was for good reason. Hitler continued to speak.
"Goku, can't you see? I've reached a power level 10 times anything you've ever achieved. Your fate is sealed, weakling!"
Even though the battle seemed unwinnable, Goku charged in, screaming at the top of his lungs. Every blow he struck was deflected off Hitler's rock-hard body. Hitler waited for Goku to tire himself out, then raised his fist and punched Goku. And one punch was enough. Goku was knocked across the street to a large propaganda poster of Hitler, thudding into the cold, hard ground. Hitler laughed, thinking the victory was in his hands at last. Goku, however, was not ready to give up. Bruised and battered, he rose from the ground, limping in Hitler's direction. The Nazi leader laughed.
"You still want to fight? Don't you know when to give up, boy?
You can hardly walk.
And you expect to beat me, conqueror of Europe?
Goku ignored Hitler's taunts as he continued to stumble his way forward. Finally, the two arch-rivals were standing face to face. Goku stared Hitler into the eye and screamed,
"This is for love!"
And he flew up into the sky, his hair turning blonde, his eyes blue, and an aura of power radiating from him. Hitler looked on in horror at Goku. He had made the ultimate achievement. He had become a super ultra power Saiyan. Goku made a cup shape with his hands, aiming at Hitler. As he belted out the words,
Kamehameha!
As a beam of pure energy shot at his enemy, disintegrating the Nazi leader's body. Goku then collapsed to the ground in a heap, exhausted from the fight. 2 years later, Anne and Goku had finally reached the date of their wedding. After the battle, Anne and Goku destroyed the time machine, took a boat to Australia, changed their names, and lived new lives, ready to start over. The two young people looked into each other's eyes as they kissed, and the Reverend pronounced them man and wife. Finally, it seemed, Anne was at peace. They would always be together, till the end of time.
Thus concludes our story. One has to wonder, did Gopher-chan perhaps stumble onto a new genre of fan fiction? Well, there are many genres of fan fiction. There is the crack fix or the calf fix, in which it seems like the author is heavily caffeinated or under the influence of crack. There's the AU or alternate universe version, or alternate reality, in which an author will take a story perhaps with an alternate history. There's even the crossover, which we've featured many times on this program, and there's the Mary Sue, in which the author will insert themselves into a story to affect the outcome of that universe. But never in the history of anything I have ever read has an author taken a character from a fictional reality and inserted it into our own. If you could perhaps think of a name perhaps call this genre, you can email us at pretentiousinternettheater@gmail.com. Until next time, I am Andrew Cook, here to remind you that there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes pretentious internet theater. Good night. Pleasure all yours.